السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. So inshallah today we are going to start alhamdulillah with Surah An-Nisa ayah number 20 with the recitation of this verse inshallah, and the lesson is going to go up until ayah number 23, and alhamdulillah we will be able to complete juz for today inshallah. So let's go ahead and start with the recitation of these verses if you all would like to follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 20 of Surah An-Nisa inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن أردتم استبدال زوج مكان زوج وآتيتم إحداهن قنطارا وآتيتم إحداهن قنطارا فلا تأخذوا منه شيئا أتأخذونه بهتانا وإثما مبينا وكيف تأخذونه وقد أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض وأخذن منكم وَأَخَذْنَ مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
So inshallah that is our lesson starting from ayah number 20 to ayah number 23. And alhamdulillah that does bring us to the conclusion of juz 4. And inshallah in the next lesson we will start with alhamdulillah juz number 5. So inshallah for our theory, we are continuing the review of all of the tajweed rules that we have learned so far. So alhamdulillah, in the last class, we were able to complete all of the makharij of the Arabic alphabet. And inshallah, in this class, we're going to start the next topic, which is the sifat of the letters. So sifat means characteristics of the letters. So what is sifat? It is the state of the letter while it is being pronounced from its makhraj. So sifat, you could say, are like the personalities of the letters. So each letter has its own personality. It has its own distinguished characteristics that make it different from the other letters. So you'll notice that even while we were doing the makharij, there were some letters that had very similar makharij. They had very similar exit points in the mouth. So for example, we had like qaf and kaf. So both of them were from the same exact area in the mouth. But what made them different was their sifat, was their characteristics. So for example, qaf was heavy and kaf was light. So this heaviness, this lightness, both of these are characteristics of the letter that distinguish it from the rest of the letters. So this is also one of the benefits of these sifats. So this is why we are learning the sifats, why we are learning the characteristics of the letter, is that so we can differentiate one letter from the other. Because like I said, that some of these letters do have very similar makharij. So for example, like ta, dal. So both of these have similar makharij. So the sifat is what is distinguishing between them. Sin and sod. So all of these letters have very similar sounds or very similar makharij. So to differentiate them from the other letters, we are going to apply the sifat. And the sifat is also going to give us a more clear sound. And it is going to make sure that someone who is listening to our recitation is able to know exactly what letter it is that we are reciting. So this is why we are applying the sifats to the letters, so that we can differentiate, so that we can make sure that each letter is unique and that it is not getting confused with any other letter. One other benefit of adding the sifat to the letter is to beautify the sound of the letter. So we can see this, for example, when we did the sifat of tawassut. So tawassut basically means to rest on a letter with sukun. And we see this when we are reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. So for example, we have the word an'amta. So here, noon and meem both are letters of tawassut. They have sukun. So when we have letters of tawassut with sukun, we're just going to rest on that for a little bit. And you're going to see how that beautifies the sound. So for example, if we don't rest on the letter and I say an'amta, an'amta alayhim. So now this isn't very beautiful. It's a little bit rushed. But when we add tawassut an'amta, now when you rest on it, you hear that tawassut, and it is beautifying the sound of the letter, and it is beautifying your recitation as well. And this is actually the meaning of tajweed itself. Tajweed means tahseen, it means to beautify. So when we are adding the sifat of the letters and when we are pronouncing them from the correct makharij, then we are beautifying our recitation. So this is another benefit of learning the sifat and applying them to the letters. Now, when it comes to sifat, there are two different types of sifat. So number one, we have as-sifat al-asliya, and then we have as-sifat al-ardiya. So al-asliya is basically the permanent sifat, meaning that no matter what case that letter is in, no matter what haraka, no matter what condition, no matter what place in the word, whatever place you have that letter in, it's going to have the exact same sifat. So no matter what, it is permanently there. This is the permanent personality of this letter. So you're always going to have this sifat on this letter. Then we also have the temporary sifat. So sifat al-ardiyya. So temporary, for example, could be like the qalqala. So qalqala we learned is that anytime you have the letters qutub jad with sukun, then you are going to apply qalqala. So this is not all the time. Anytime you see qaf or ba or jim or dal, it doesn't mean you're going to apply qalqala. You only apply qalqala when it has a sukun. So this is temporary. It's not there all of the time. So for permanent, we could say that maybe the heavy letters, these are permanent. So if a letter has the characteristic of being heavy, no matter what case it's in, if it has fatha, dhamma, kasra, whatever it has, it is always going to be heavy. This is a permanent personality of that letter. This is a permanent characteristic of that letter. So this is what a permanent sifat is. Inshallah, as we do a little bit more about the sifat, you're going to see exactly which one of these are permanent and which one of them are temporary. Another type of distinguishment that we have between the sifat, or something to make the sifat different, is underneath the permanent sifat, we have sifat with opposites and we have sifat without opposites. So now this is under permanent sifat. So these letters are always going to have this sifat. So under permanent sifat, we have number one, sifat with opposites. And then number two, on the other side of the chart, we have sifat without opposites. So what does sifat with opposites mean? This means that you are going to have either one thing, and if you do not have that one thing, it is going to have the opposite sifat. Okay, so what does this mean? Let's look at an example that we will easily understand. So we've learned that there are heavy letters, خُسَّ ضَغْطٍ كِبْ. So these are the heavy letters. So these letters are always going to be heavy. This is the permanent sifat of heaviness. Now, if a letter is not heavy, then what is it? It has to be light. So every letter in the Arabic alphabet is going to be either heavy or it is going to be light. So if it is not part of خُسَّ ضَغْطٍ كِبْ, if it does not have the characteristic of heaviness, it has to have the characteristic of lightness. And if it does not have lightness, then it has to be heavy. So you see here, it has to be one or the other. It's going to either be heavy or it's either going to be light. There's nothing in between. So this is what we mean when we say صِفَات with opposites. It's either on one end or it's on the other end. There is nothing in between. You have to choose one. Now, when it comes to sifat without opposites, either a letter has that characteristic or it has that sifat or it does not. And an example that we learned is qalqala. So for qalqala, we have the letters qutub jad. So these are the five letters of qalqala. So either a letter has qalqala or it does not. So there is no other option. It's not either or. It has it or it does not have it. So this is the option. So like qalqala, for example, either a letter has qalqala or it does not have qalqala. These are the only two options. So sifat with opposites, again, it is either one. And if it is not that one, then it is the other one. Inshallah, once we do the actual sifat, then you'll know exactly what that means. But just keep in mind for now, sifat with opposites means that you have to have either one or you're going to have the other. And sifat without opposites means that you either have that sifat or you don't. So these are the two different types of characteristics when it comes to the permanent sifat. So we have with opposites and we have without opposites. Now, for sifat with opposites, so we have four different pairs of sifat. Okay, so this is like a total of eight. Actually, it's nine. Inshallah, we'll cover that as well. But for each one, it comes in a pair, meaning that it is either one, and if it is not one, then it is the other one. So what are these sifat with opposites? So we have the first sifat, hamps. What is the opposite of hamps? The opposite of hamps is jahr. Then we have, this one is actually in a chart. So you're going to start from one end, you're going to have one extreme, then you have something in the middle, and then you have the other extreme. And this is, on one extreme we have rikhawa, in the middle we have tawassut, and then on the other end we have shidda. So these three, you're going to pick one of the three. So each sifat is going to only have one of these. So each letter has one of these sifat. If it has tawassut, then it does not have rikhawa and shidda. And if it does not have tawassut, then it has either rikhawa or shidda. So this is the thing here, that also for this, you have to basically just put one sifat on the letter. So each letter does not have multiple of these. It's only going to be either tawassut or it is going to be rikhawa. And if it is not either of those, then it has to have shidda. Inshallah, once we cover the actual definitions, this will begin to make a lot more sense. And then in the next one, we have isti'ala. So this one, inshallah, you should be familiar with. Isti'ala means heaviness. So on one end, we have heaviness. What is the opposite of heaviness? The opposite of heavy is light. And lightness is al-istifal. So for this letter as well, either a letter has isti'ala, either it has heaviness, or it has istifal, meaning that it is light. So this one, alhamdulillah, it's easy to understand. So I hope, inshallah, with this example, you kind of understand a little bit more about these sifat with opposites. So either, like I said, it's isti'ala, it's heavy, or if it is not heavy, then automatically it has to be light. That's the only other option. So it's either one or the other. And then the fourth one and the last one is itbaq, and the opposite of that is infitah. So inshallah, we're going to stop here for today for the theory. I know this is not making a lot of sense if maybe you've forgotten some of the previous rules that we've learned, or maybe you haven't gone over them yet. So inshallah, in the next class, we are going to look at all of these Arabic words. We're going to see the definitions. We're going to see which letters are part of which sifat. Inshallah, then it will make a lot more sense. So I know it was a little bit confusing, especially with all the Arabic terminology. So for now, the takeaway for this class is that we have two different types of sifat. We have permanent sifat, meaning that they are there all the time. And then we have the temporary sifat, meaning that they're only there sometimes. And then we have the sifat with opposites, meaning that it is either one or the other. So a letter is either heavy, and if it is not heavy, then it has to be light. So these are the only two options, either one or the other. And then we have the sifat without opposites, and the two options for this is either the letter has that sifat or it does not have the sifat. So there's no opposite against it, either it has it or it does not. So these are the two different types of sifat, with opposites and without opposites. And then in the next class, inshallah, we're going to go through this whole list. We're going to explain what is hams, what is jahr, what exactly does that mean. So inshallah, if you are a little bit confused right now, don't worry, we are going to come back to this and we are going to go a lot more in detail. We'll explain what do these Arabic words mean, we're going to explain the letters with examples, and we're actually going to see what all of these sifats look like when they're applied to the letter. So inshallah, we will cover that in the next class, but for now we're just going to move on to the analysis of today's lesson. So inshallah, starting from ayah number 20, let's go back to the beginning of this ayah and look at a little bit of the tajweed mentioned in this ayah. So we're starting with wa in arattum istibdala zawjin makana zawj. So here we have noon with tawassut, so we're just going to rest on this noon a little bit. Arattum, so in this case you're going to notice that the dal does not have anything on top of it. There is no sukun, there is nothing on top of this dal. So we're just going to go ahead and drop that dal, and we're going to go straight from the ra to the letter ta. We're going to say arattum. Arattum, just go ahead and move straight from the ra to the ta. You don't have to mention that dal at all. You can just drop that. Wa in arattum istibdal. So seen here has safir, meaning that's going to have a little bit of a whistling sound, and then ba here has qalqala, so we're just going to bounce on that for a little bit. Wa in arattum istibdal. So you see here tib, ba has qalqala. Zawjim makana zawjim wa ataytum ihdahunna qintara. So something that we're going to notice in this ayah is that we do have some of these meds that are two counts. So inshallah, make sure you are saying these for the proper two counts. Ihdahunna ha here is going to be from the throat, and the second ha is going to be from the lower throat. So we're just going to move from the first ha, which is from the middle of the throat, to the second ha, which is from the lower throat. Ihdahunna. Qintaran, qaf is heavy, ta is heavy, ra in this case is heavy. فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. If you are stopping here, you're just going to pull this for two counts. This is مَدِّ الْعِوَدِ. أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ. Hamza here has jahir, meaning that the sound is going to abruptly stop. You're going to have a little bit of a jerking sound when you stop on the hamza. أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ. بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. مُبِينًا, this is going to be a two-count mad. وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ وَقَدْ قَافْ is heavy, دَالْ has قَلْقَلَ. أَفْضَى, ضَاد again heavy. بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ, ضَاد is heavy. وَأَخَذْنَا, خَا is heavy, ذَالْ is light. مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا, قَافْ is heavy, غَيْن is heavy, ضَا is heavy. And we end here on a two-count mad. وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ. So ha is going to be again from the middle of the throat. Feel a little bit of that constriction. You are going to feel like warm air coming out. So we're going to make sure that that is the proper makhraj for the letter ha. آبَاؤُكُمْ for count mad. مِنْ نِسَائِ for count mad. إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. So مَقْتًا, قَاف is heavy, قَاف has قَلْقَلَ. وَسَاءَ, this is a four count mad. سبيلا, this is going to be a two count mad. حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم. So for all of these letters ending with the letter meme with sukun, make sure that you are reading them with tawassut. Rest on these letters and give it a little bit of time. وخالاتكم, خا is going to be heavy. وبنات الأخي, خا is heavy. وبنات الأخت, خَا is heavy. وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِي, this is four count mad. أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ, ضَاد is heavy, رَا in this case is heavy. وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَ, رَا is going to be heavy. وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ, four count mad. وَرَبَائِبُكُمْ, four count mad. اللَّاتِي, two count mad. فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِن نِسَائِكُمْ, this is going to be a four count mad. اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل for count mad أبنائكم for count mad الذين من أصلابكم صاد is going to be heavy وأن تجمعوا جيم is going to have قلقلة بين الأختين خاء is going to be heavy إلا ما قد سلف قاف is going to be heavy دال here is going to have قلقلة so just a little bit of that bouncing sound إن الله the name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا غَيْن is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. And then also in رَحِيمًا, Ra is heavy. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then Mim here at the end has the Nween. So when we stop, we're just going to pull that for two counts. So Alhamdulillah, that brings us to the conclusion of today's lesson. And Alhamdulillah, also the end of Juz number 4. So inshallah, in the next class, we will continue with the topic of sifat, and then also, inshallah, we will start with juz number 5, alhamdulillah bi'idhnillah. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.